Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Monday. Thanks for all your comments and suggestions and nice words. And the mean stuff, too, that you sent in this morning. It's time to do the roundup on that.
Did you see a lot of mean stuff?
Nah, I just assume there is. I know you weed through them, you know?
You know, we have a remarkably good...
nice people.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying they don't happen. They do. But but it's not as bad as you might imagine, I would say.
Well, just based on what I see on my Instagram, it's like, 99% of what's on there is just nice people who I know listen right to the show and like us. And then there's someone who's got to say something rude, you know, or having a bad day and takes it out on us.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. I'm 58 and got to 175 in March, went vegetarian and down to 145, which was my high school graduation weight. You can do it too, Vin.
God, I'd love to weigh 145.
Yeah, no, I've dropped my weight back down.
That'd be
I'm
skinny.
Good. I'm not tripping on my weight at all, but it went up and it goes up because you lose the kids eat all your time. They vacuum it right up.
Right.
And when you find an extra minute, then they say, I'll take that too. So, that's
oh, you found one? I'll
goes.
Take it. Sure.
Uh huh.
Give it to me.
Yep.
I want it.
707 says, I heard Banksy was a girl.
Oh, well, it seems like a man, but what do I know?
That's what Google says. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we don't know, really. That could just be some guy posing as Banksy. We don't know. Maybe that Jill, whatever her name was, is actually Banksy. And the other
guy's
beard.
I think that that's all misinformation out there. I don't think he or she is known by anyone. I want to believe that. I don't want to believe he's looks like
you don't
want to
believe he's that guy, huh?
Else.
Yeah.
Right. I don't.
All he has to do is clip his hair real short and he'll be Logic.
Bonnie gains weight and I lost 22 pounds, and I gained 10 lean pounds. Ask Bryn. By the way, I'd hit Bonnie hard. Gay listener.
Hot.
Listen, I said I had gained weight. I've since lost it. I'm down to 160. I'm good. I could use another 5, but I'm not going to. This year's right now, I'm just going to stick with what I've got. This year, I'm not asking this year for anything else.
Remember last week when you were saying you weigh the most Sunday night at right before you go to bed and you weigh
yes.
the least on
Friday morning? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a solid 5-pound difference for me.
Oh, so you weighed in last night.
I did.
Didn't
you
like
know,
it.
as I was going to bed, I went, oh, I should weigh myself and see if I, and I was like, oh my God, I shouldn't have weighed myself. Damn it.
I tried the Friday morning thing on Friday and I don't think it's accurate. I don't think that works. Like, this is dumb.
Well, you didn't try it last night. I mean, maybe you'd be 10
pounds
heavier.
Well, the point is, it was just way embarrassing.
I know. Like, that is not an acceptable number right there.
Something's wrong with my scale.
Yeah.
You know that guy that we were talking about that knows how to do all the drugs and he'll tell everybody, here's what you do?
Mm-hmm.
He's from 925 and he says, you got to eat them with peanut butter.
The mushrooms.
I guess. I don't. To me, that doesn't sound smart. I don't.
Yeah, but anything to really mask that taste, I guess. The taste.
They're
of
hard
cow
to
flaps.
Choke down as it is, though. Yeah, they catch like... in your throat.
Well, put it with jelly then. Jelly's easier to swallow than peanut butter.
All right, that makes more sense.
It's my so mom used dry. To crush up aspirins and put them in jelly. So
the best way to oh here's 707. Actually, I think the person is from 707. They say the best way to do magic mushrooms is make tea out of them.
Oh.
You know what my problem is with that is if anything goes wrong with the stuff, now you're out the stuff. Like, you know.
Yeah, I've overcooked it and it's not making me trip.
Right. Like now all of a sudden you've been looking forward to this event with your friends and then all of you decided to be a tea guy and then you're the one sitting there going, I don't see anything.
Yeah, that's devastating.
It's,
waste
it's not
of drugs.
Funny.
What are you guys peeking right now? Come on.
Peeking, I'm peeking.
510 says, quarantine, we fell deeper in love being safer at home. He's been my rock through this.
Aw.
Oh, that is nice.
We've gotten a lot goofier. I'll tell you this, I'm just goofy. We're just crazy in this house. It's goofy stuff.
Like?
You know, like certain dances we have to do when we go into certain rooms and, you know.
What?
Funny jokes and stuff. I don't know, just, you know, couple stuff.
Oh, you show us what? The dance or?
No.
Yeah, can we see the
just
dance?
Just told you it's a couple thing. I'm not
what
doing...
What dance do you have to do when you walk into the room you're in?
I don't want to tell you. And I don't have to. There's no, like, law or anything.
So it's fun.
Sure. It's good. It is fun.
We want to have fun, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm not in a relationship with you.
Share
me and all our friends,
happiness.
We like fun.
It's just goofy. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
How do we play this game at home? And what do you call it?
There's no... name for it. It's just, you know, why would you just walk into a room when you could dance and tickle, you know? Why would you? Wouldn't you just like
tickle?
Try
you
it.
Tickle yourself or you tickle the other person?
I can't tickle myself in. But, you know, you might goose them or do something, but just sidle up to them. Hey. How you doing?
Oh.
You can't just walk into a room. You got to make a move.
Oh.
You know. Bust a move.
You guys you're very bored there.
What are we? Yeah, we are bored.
I'm gonna drop off my kids. You should try that for a while. You'll love it.
I don't want to. I actually really happy right now with no little kids.
650 says moving to places like Montana or Wyoming's only nice if you're not a person of color.
Right. That is true. There is some truth to that. That could be, you know, white people.
I can't say I've been to those places to know that. If that is true or not, but I'll take that person's word for it.
They would know. Well, we assume they would know. We can't see you through the text machine.
Right.
Maybe you're just outraged on behalf of someone.
5 months out of the year in Montana, you are in snow boots and up to your neck in snow. It's just plain freezing.
Yeah, if you're a big skier and you live near, like, Big Sky or you're rich enough to be at Yellowstone Club, you know, that's good news for you. But if you're actually having to shovel your car out and go to work on those days, less fun.
Yeah, agreed. 707 says, by the way, I'm going to comment on this after I'm done reading it. It's called 707. It's called privilege, Vinny, when you can vote and then just go on with your life because politics does not affect your rights or your life. That's not what I said. I don't put words in your mouth. Don't put them in mine. So what I said was I like to participate, but after that, I can't live in that. Like, yes, my taxes, I lost my tax breaks in this particular, and I lost this and that, whatever. I just have to accept that that's life until the next vote. I can't be online and Facebook constantly agitated, telling everyone why the world sucks today because of this or that. It's just not how I choose to live.
Well said.
I get what you're saying, but you're just, you know, I just don't like it.
Don't put words in his mouth.
Yeah.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Yeah. Nobody likes that.
I mean, what do you do? So after you voted, you say you just get on Facebook and just let everyone know that it doesn't matter because you still lost?
I don't know, Vin. You know, I don't really, I get it. You know, some things affect people. Some people more than others, and absolutely some people's lives and the state that they live them in hangs in the balance of certain things we vote on. And but that's not, you know, that's it's not fair to say that you have to now, I don't know, get on Facebook and rant. I'm not sure what they're saying exactly.
Right. But I watched the Octopus said. Movie over the weekend. Very yes. good. Even my husband liked it. I cried at the end.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Dell's new boyfriend's tattoo says forever.
It's That's a new tattoo. It's a what? New tattoo.
Oh, is it?
It's new. Is that what you just said?
No, Adele's boyfriend's tattoo says forever.
I said it was his new tattoo. I was like, oh, that is
maybe
quick
I did,
for them
but
to
that's
be saying,
not what I.
Well, maybe you didn't. Maybe I heard that because new and tattoo rhyme.
Right. Well, you know. Either way, it's not Odin, so that's good news.
Well, Skepta. Sure. Skepta, Cole.
Oh, by the way, is that a true thing? The whole my stomach hurts. I wouldn't know.
No. Well,
you've never.
There
you've
is
never
a roof, you know. So, but it's not your stomach that's going to be hurting.
But it hurts.
Can.
Nice.
Usually it doesn't, though. Don't worry, boys.
You don't.
Most
know.
Of you. Most of you can't hurt that.
You're a mean lady. Just mean.
I know.
Well,
yeah. Why is that mean? I don't want to be hurt. Come on.
Well, you know what?
I don't know. You know. I don't know what. You're going to have to explain it to me because I don't know what you're talking about.
Just wondering because she said, oh, boy, that's not the one. Did anyone notice she was touching her belly a lot? Do you think she's pregnant?
I don't think she's pregnant, and I did notice her touching her belly a lot, and I noticed that in certain outfits she looked very slender, and in others I thought, I wonder if she should get some extra skin removed. But that's because I'm a terrible person. That you have to listen. I'm terrible, and I'm in really no position. She's probably half the size of me. So who am I to say? Why don't I ever shut my mouth? God.
It just comes out.
Just comes flying out.
We have a lot of wind up in Sonoma County. Okay, well then good. Right. At Blustery. Least that makes me sort of feel like...
They turned it off for a reason.
Right. I mean, because at this point I feel like if this is the wind that we're dealing with, turn us back on already.
I'm seeing a light breeze. I occasionally hear I'm seeing some real movement, but for the most part it's a light breeze. So I'm sure that it's just the gusts that they're... scared of. I can't wait to go check
510 is saying it's super windy in Half Moon Bay. All right.
Oh, well, you're right there on the ocean.
Oh, here's what someone's saying. There are other batteries. Tesla's not the only one. Plus, I'm a solar engineer and I've not even heard of a battery that's not compatible with solar systems.
Yeah.
I wasn't party to that, but my wife worked for a solar company for a while, so I trust that she has enough knowledge to have researched it and says it won't work. But,
well,
you know, she's also, we're all maxed out at my house. There isn't, and weirdly, we're hitting a new
Well, that's interesting. Maybe you just gotta check into that, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe there is another power wall equivalent that you could use or, I don't know.
Has to be.
You know, they're called the terrible twos, so I shouldn't be surprised, but right now my kid is at an age where she sometimes somehow finds knives and flames and anything that you can grab that she shouldn't grab. And then when you see her touching it and you take it from her, she's already found another dangerous thing before you've even put away the thing that you just took.
That kid needs a leash, or you guys need to do some serious baby proofing, because why is she finding knives and lighters? Like, get those things out of there.
I was working on my skateboard before I went to the park, the skateboard park.
Oh, boy. Screwdrivers, grease.
I look over, and she has a screwdriver, and she's banging it into my iPad screen. And I'm like,
oh, my God.
Freaking things! How the hell?
There's got to be gold inside this thing. It's so awesome.
Just
break it open and find out how it works. Maybe she's a future engineer, Vin.
Maybe. Let's see, Vinny. I didn't catch the whole thing. What did you say about Montclair Hills, that's my neighborhood. Wasn't that person saying that they're windy and
yeah.
turned off?
I think so.
Oh, no. Yeah, they're saying they have a generator there.
That's oh, what... that was it. Right. Told you what kind. The Honda 2200.
Right.
We have some kind of Honda thing around here, too. But the problem is we can't get to any... I don't know how to... I certainly can't plug the thing in. And John doesn't seem
motivated. Oh, so you have a generator.
Not like a whole... It's like a portable generator. But we can't get to the plug. Our fridge is built in. So it's not like you can just pull it forward and get the plug and plug it. It's not like that. And it's like enclosed. And then I wouldn't even know where to begin with plugging in the crap I need to get on the air here. I think if I can get a cell signal, I can use that Lucy app, though, over my phone. Mm-hmm. I'm not positive how all that works, though.
The extra funny part about that bit is Adele's current boyfriend is a super sexy Nigerian guy. That's the person that said it's okay.
Like, well, look, I hate to say it, that actually does sort of make it better. I personally wasn't offended, but I did think to myself, people are going to be outraged. I'm going to be seeing that on Twitter tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things that it's hard to... I certainly can't comment, so I, you know, sort of watched it and went, all right, well, someone else has to decide if that's wrong.
Right.
I'm a white guy. I don't get to comment on that,
yeah,
right?
It was funny, though, when she was cracking up.
I did like that.
The dangling bush fruits or whatever the hell she was talking about.
I loved the bachelorette part. Adele was amazing on SNL. Hooray!
She was, like, they kept breaking into her various songs, and she was crushing them. Like, just totally in this character where she's pop star Adele is on The Bachelorette. Like, it's kind of tough to compete against Adele. But then everyone's like, I'm so sick of her singing that she constantly... And he's all, oh, great, another song. Oh, here we go.
I decided to give the first impression rose to Hannah C.
Wait, well, you're giving it to Hannah C?
She stands up.
Oh. I heard that you're
so good.
Settled down.
Adele?
That you found a girl and you're married now.
Adele.
I heard that your dreams.
She can't hear him while she's singing, I guess.
Adele, hey. Sorry, I am not married to Hannah C. It was just the one rose. You're still in this.
I am?
Yes, girl. And there's like 40 episodes left, so I'd pace yourself emotionally. Because we've been here 10 minutes, and you've already sung that a few times.
Oh, God.
Sorry about that.
So good.
Oh, hey, the Banksy piece that shredded after auction doubled in value because of the shredding. The act becomes part of the art. Since he's a prankster and trendy, he said he did it because his art shouldn't be auctioned off, but lots of controversy whether he was involved.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, he is actually fascinating. You just never know what you're going to see. The whole series of rats peeing in toilets and on the bus, and it's just good. It's interesting.
707 says, art history major here. Monet did color studies and would paint the same spot at different times of day to study the changes of color from light and dark shadows. He did this with almost every one of his paintings.
Yeah. The one in particular is it was called like Bridge Over a Pond or something. I just thought that it was quite remarkable that Banksy really captured the art style of Monet and then throws a bunch of trash in the pond that he's painting. It's awesome.
Did you guys talk about the Octopus or Enola Holmes shows yet?
We did a little bit. You really, although I wasn't happy to hear what you had to say about the Octopus thing, because you called it a nature show, which I know doesn't always end well for the gazelle. And then Enola Holmes, very clever. I really enjoyed it. But Millie Bobby Brown is great in it, and it actually had like a little bit of a Wes Anderson feel with like the checklist and the letters and the... I really, really liked it.
Is Enola rated R?
Oh, no.
Is it
in
G?
Fact, there's very light peril. Did we talk about this? Was this a PG-13?
PG-13.
Or
Oh, we did talk about it, right? PG-13.
Because the ending, right, Sarah?
It does get a little, yes, it's dicey at the end. But not, it's for an adult, certainly. Mm-hmm. But a little kid might not be into
What's your rating?
I loved it. I thought it was a 4.25. Great little movie.
4.25.
Yeah, I don't know. I just threw out a number.
Someone checked your high school's wiki page, and you are not listed as a celebrity from East Bridgewater High.
Well, that is just wrong. We need to make an edit on that wiki, obviously. I'm the only celebrity from East Bridgewater High. Never heard of anybody else who went on to do anything from there. They all stayed in town. I see them when I go home. Oh, look at you. I had a crush on you, and look at you now. I'm really glad I didn't stay here.
And on that note, we'll go and do commercials.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, considering the state of the world, this was a fine Monday. The end. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Oh, some of us have no power. Some of us have no juice.
Are we still on? I thought that was our out.
Oh, is that the whole thing? Oh. Really? Oh, okay.
I thought that was. No, I mean, I think you said it perfectly. Have a good one, everybody.
See you tomorrow.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.